We present the Phoenix Theatre Ross on Wye's first play for radio. Here is Panther Town, written by Vicky Wilde and Ariana Ramkalawan.
Hello, it's me. Where are you? You know, I haven't got time for this. Oh, heavens, this is a pigsty. Where are you? What are you doing out here?
Oh, hello, dear.
Down, Spock.
Did you say you were coming today?
Dad, you knew I was. Look, I thought you were actually going to help me this time and sort some stuff out for the charity shop. You're just drowning in clutter here. But no, obviously, leave it all to me. Like I've got nothing better to do. For example, this Mickey Mouse egg timer. Surely that can go.
I need that.
For what?
There was a reason, I just can't think of it right now.
Right. In 30 minutes, the couple are coming round to view the house. We need to get this place looking respectable or you'll never get the asking price. I know it's difficult for you to part with things that belong to Mum.
You're fussing, dear.
Let's make a start. Can you at least get out of your dressing gown?
Fussing.
There you go. That's your reason. 10 minutes on the clock. Was that the... Oh, Christ. Oh. Hi. Do bear with me. You're a little early, but please come in. Come in, but do take your shoes off.
Oh, right. Hi.
You're not wearing any socks?
Nope.
Won't you get cold feet?
Well, it wouldn't be the first time. Sorry, bad joke. It's just not my style.
Oh, well, okay. Best you keep them on, then. Come on through. Right, so this is the living room. I know it doesn't look that spacious right now, but once all the books are gone, it's actually really bright and airy. Lots of natural light.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. Steve, by the way.
What?
My name.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Nice to meet you, Steve. I'm Linda. And this is my father's place, who no doubt you will be meeting any time now. Just hopefully not in his dressing gown.
Oh, right.
Right, this is the kitchen. Fridge, freezer, please feel free, have a look. Think they're still under warranty.
Oh, the Beach Boys. You've got a good collection of vinyls here. Is he a fan?
Yeah, don't get him started though. He'll talk you to death about his music. Conservatory?
I'm a rock fan mainly. I'm in a band. We had a few hits.
Oh, yeah.
You might have heard of Thunderclouds that were released a few years back now.
Mm-hmm.
We had an album, played the festival circuit.
I think I might remember you.
Dry Ocean?
Oh, yeah.
I was the lead guitarist.
So what happened to you guys?
It fizzled out, really. We never wanted to be a commercial sellout per se. And now everyone's doing their own thing.
Oh, right. So this must be a bit of a step down then. Guessing you were in London before. Well, I'm sure you'll settle into the area soon enough. There's a few good pubs and one even has live music now and again. Maybe you could play there one day.
Yeah, well, if anyone wants to see a Dry Ocean reunion, I'm sure the guys would be up for it. We even did a few birthdays a while back.
Good to know. Shall I show you the bedroom?
Oh, blimey. Maybe later, but it's best we get straight to it. Got to get this in for the Cambridge Chronicle tomorrow.
Sorry?
Hey, that's an idea. How about getting a picture of both you and your dad together? Where is he?
I'm sorry, what's this for?
The story. The panther story. The your dad spotted a panther in his garden story.
Oh, no, not this again. Dad? Dad?
Oh, good. You got here all right.
Oh, hell.
He doesn't bite.
Nice to meet you. Steve?
I'm Neville. Steve, like Stevie Wonder. You're not blind, are you?
Dad, this isn't the right time for this nonsense. We've got a couple viewing in... Oh, great. 10 minutes. I need to sort this place out.
Oh, that. I cancelled that.
What? Well, how could you cancel it?
Dial that silly lot from the busybody estate agents rang and I told them.
Told them what, Dad?
I'm not leaving. And they should count themselves lucky, as there's a panther on the path. Now, Stephen, he started appearing in our fields back in late January. The morning of the 27th, around 6 a.m, I think I first saw him. It's difficult to predict precisely what time he'll make his next appearance.
I don't think I can take any more of this.
I record all the sightings in my logbook here and do my best to catch him on my DSLR camera. I don't understand how poachers get any enjoyment out of shooting wild animals, where there is so much joy out of just shooting them with a camera.
I'm so sorry about this. He's wasted your time. There clearly has been some confusion. This is just his mad obsession.
It's okay.
To be honest with you, he's losing the plot. Shall I show you out?
Stephen, she's always been a negative Nancy since she was a little girl. Meet me outside my back gate at 9:30. That's PM, not AM. Oh, and bring a torch and wellies and a sandwich. You might get peckish. Be seeing you.
All right.
You ready to go?
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm ready.
I do apologise for all this.
Glad you made it, Stephen.
I've got a new story to write somehow, haven't I? Just call me Steve, honestly.
Don't worry, our bones won't let you down. Let's cut through this way. Come on, Spot.
Are we not taking the path?
No, it's not the best route. How come you're wearing beach shoes?
I didn't have any wellies.
Well, you just have to make do with what you've got. Come to think of it, I've got a couple of plastic bags in my pocket that I use for collecting dog faces. You can slip them over your shoes.
Nah, you're all right.
The field's just been ploughed. You'll get caked in mud.
Go on, then. Oh, I look like a right daft git.
Right, this way, then. Now, there are 38 species of cat on this earth, and the black panther, scientific name Panthus parvus, is the fifth largest. Its average size is 7 to 8 feet long and weighs...
Oh, let me get my voice recorder out.
150 to 200 pounds. And from what we know of their temperament, they are unpredictable and aggressive.
Damn, I've left it in the office.
What we have with Bones is a wild cat roaming the fens with a deadly sharp eyesight, a strong jaw and hearing of extraordinary abilities.
Would he attack us if we entered his territory?
Or her territory? Bones will be capable of a 20-foot pounce on its prey, and its pitch-black coat means that the poor buggers are unlikely to see it in handy.
Are they known to prey on humans?
I can't remember the actual date it happened. I think from memory it was the 16th century, possibly before Shakespeare. Around that time, anyway. There was a travelling circus, or travelling menagerie, they called them, animal show. And it went through the town of Malmesbury in Wiltshire, a market town which is famous for their abbey, where a monk learned to fly. He flew for a few hundred yards, and then when he landed, he broke his leg. Anyway, in Malmesbury, there was this barmaid in one of the pubs called Hannah Tooney. T-W-O-N-E-Y. Anyway, this menagerie came to town and a tiger in there had a rumbling tummy. So he got out and he went down the pub and ate the barmaid. And the barmaid is now buried in the abbey, but is also famous for the flying monk.
Oh, wow! Did he eat anyone else or just the barmaid?
No, just ate the barmaid.
Did they catch the tiger?
Yes.
And then what happened?
I don't know about that, but I do have a photograph of the gravestone somewhere.
There's a real chill in the air.
Yeah, clear sky, that's why. Not enough cloud coverage to keep the daytime warm for you. Oh, and would you look at that? I think that might be a full moon.
Let's hope we don't meet any wolves tonight.
Well, that would be a miracle since we haven't seen them since the turn of the 16th century. Which brings me back to the abbey.
So what do you expect us to see exactly?
Ah, on my DSLR camera back at the house, last Monday morning I set it up and left it on record whilst I went to the corner shop for some scoffs. On my return, the camera had picked up Bones crossing the back of the field in the distance. Now, the zoom quality isn't top-notch on that particular camera, but I could detect that he had a stalking quality to his movement, which eradicates the cynicism of my daughter Linda, who claims that it's just a stray dog.
Right.
Before sunset, at 7:30 p.m, I went out and left some tinned cat food for Bones. Whiskers, I think it was. Or was it Felix? Along with some dog biscuits. So I heavily suspect it will take a couple of hours for Bones to find the food and somewhere to lay for the night.
At least he won't be hungry then if we find him.
Don't be too sure about that. Panthers typically feast on herbivores, such as antelopes, deer, wild hogs and boars.
I did veganuary last month. Guess that makes me a herbivore.
Yes, but Bones will only need one big meal a day. However, if there are kittens, she'll need to eat more often.
Are we getting close?
Get down.
Ouch!
Here, hold my big torch. Shine it over there.
There?
Bit lower. Lower. That's it. Oh, yes!
I think I can.
There she is, our Bones.
I'm going to try and get a photo. Just need to turn my night mode on. Do you think we can get any closer?
Yes, but very carefully. Stephen?
Oh, God, I'm sorry!
Come here, Spock. It's okay, boy.
Strange. The panther didn't seem to react to that.
Bones must be eating the whiskers. Let's go closer.
That's not a panther. It's a bin bag.
So it is. Well, this time anyway.
I can't believe it. It seems so real.
There is a panther.
Sure.
We were just unlucky. You could use that bag anyway to replace the others on your feet. They've come off.
Dad? What are you doing? I've been trying to call you. It's almost 11 o'clock at night. You'll catch your death out here.
He was showing me.
Oh, how many times? There's no panther.
That's what you think.
And did you find it? No, thought not. This is why I said not to indulge him.
Couldn't give us a lift back, could you?
All right. Get in. You too, Dad.
I'm okay. Not finished here yet.
Get in.
Fussing.
Look at the state of you. You're both shivering.
Yeah. The wind really does pick up when you're in the middle of nowhere.
I did warn you. I'm so embarrassed.
It's fine.
It isn't. This is the last thing I need on top of the divorce and everything.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
I'll be fine. I just keep telling myself this will come to an end.
Yeah. Do you still live together?
No, they don't.
Ah, good. Shame about the panther. I really needed a big story out of this.
For the paper?
Yeah. Trying a drastic career change when you're 38 isn't easy. Got to start from the bottom and work your way up. Prove yourself.
I can imagine.
So that's why they got me to track down this panther. They've not let me loose on the big stuff yet.
It took me a good few years to get where I am now.
Oh yeah? What do you do?
I'm the East of England area manager for Spencer's Pub.
Oh, nice.
I was just on my way home from a meeting with the bar manager from the one in Wisbeach until I got a call from the neighbour.
Another busybody.
I'm just going to have to make a story from what I've got.
And lie?
Not lying per se. Just embellish. It's what newspapers do, isn't it?
I'd rather you didn't. You'll make us a laughing stock.
You couldn't be seen as a laughing stock. You're too well respected and attractive for that.
Oh, am I now? You're not too bad yourself.
Isn't that your car, Stephen?
Yes, thanks. It was good. Good night. Would you like to go for a drink sometime?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I would. That would be nice, Steve. Actually, I only live round the corner. You're welcome to pop in for one before you head back.
All right. Yeah, go on then.
Should I get out then?
Oh, Hi, I was hoping to catch you. I tried your place, but you weren't there, so I assumed...
What are you doing here?
I'm here to see the celebrity. It's just blown up, hasn't it? The paper want me to do a follow-up, but I obviously jumped at the chance.
Your article, Watch Out, Wild Panther About.
Who would have thought it? Your dad becoming a national media sensation. First the local radio, then the 6 o'clock news, and then to top it all off, him on the one show wedged between Alex Jones and Matt Baker. All because of this story.
This fake story?
Come on, people don't care about that. They just want a local hero. Did I hear right that he went viral in America?
Oh, Stephen, when did you get here?
Glad you haven't forgotten me. A-lister like you. I watched you on the telly. You were so brilliant that my boss has sent me back to get a follow-up story. Had to catch you before you jetted off to Hollywood to hang out with Bruce Willis and Demi Moore.
Demi who? Well, I never. It's a pleasure. More than happy to oblige.
Actually, it's been a huge inconvenience. It's not just glitz and glamour. It might have given him a new lease of life, travelling down to London by himself. But your embellished story has caused a lot of trouble in our community. But of course you'd be blind to that, or maybe you just don't care.
Of course I care. Neville, let's get a picture of the star. Here, in the doorway. Yeah, that's nice. Here. How about you put that hat on and hold that cane? You look like a right gangster now. Neville, you're a natural.
Oh, take that hat off, Dad. You probably have no idea, but your made-up story put Angela, one of the neighbours, in hospital. She thought she saw this panther and went into shock, nearly had a heart attack. And the amount of phone calls I get daily. The panther ruined my flower garden. The panther knocked over my wheelie bins. The panther broke into the house and ate my apple pie. Every day I'm inundated with this. My voicemail is filled up with Mrs. Granger and her husband billing us for damages to their garden because somehow this panther is our responsibility. I've had it up to here.
Stephen, how about a picture of me in the chair with Spock and this magnifying glass? This is a good boy.
Oh, great idea. Very Sherlock Holmes. Look, Linda, this will all calm down. How have you been?
Just don't ask.
I meant to get in touch a lot sooner, but work just got mad. I've been thinking about you. A lot.
Look, you don't need to...
I had a really good time with you. Haven't had a night like that in a long time. I've got you something.
What is it?
Open it. You have to open it.
A CD. Oh, an Ocean Drive CD. Sorry, I meant Dry Ocean. Your band. That's you on the cover.
Let me take you out properly this time.
What, to the local pub?
I was thinking more candlelit dinner.
To be honest, I've got a lot on, but...
I've made reservations at the Fleur-de-Lis.
Go on, you two get out of here. We'll do the article tomorrow. Steve?
Are you sure, Dad? Will you be all right?
Fussing. Go on.
Thanks, Neville. After you, Linda.
Lovebirds. Rightio. Where was I? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Is that Neville Wickstead?
Yes.
I'm Nicky from the Exotic Pet Refuge in Deeping St James. We wanted to let you know that the panther you spotted is safe and sound with us here. We'd like to call him Neville after you. Is that all right? You're welcome to visit him any time.
Of course I will. That away, Bones. He didn't let me down.
That was the Phoenix Theatre Ross on Wise production of Panther Town by Vicky Wilde and Ariana Ramkalawan. The cast were Suzanne Hill as Linda, Alan Chacon as Neville, Steve Banner as Steve.